Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I spent some quality time digging into the origins of a word in common use. In doing so, I contacted the Postal Museum in the United Kingdom and received a lovely reply that included a photo of a document in their archive. The document, a post office circular from Friday, December 30th, 1904, number 1641, introduces a new service offered by the post office. Let me read to you what it says, and I quote, "Telegrams to and from ships by wireless telegraphy, to be noted at telegraph offices only." With the present circular is enclosed a list showing the wireless telegraph stations in the United Kingdom worked on the Marconi Company system, and the hours up to which telegrams can be received at those stations for transmission by wireless telegraphy to certain ships fitted with Marconi apparatus. By another notice in this circular, postmasters and others concerned are requested to enter the names of the stations in the code book with the necessary particulars. Ships will be issued for insertion in the post office guide. On and from the 1st January 1905, telegrams may be accepted from the public on the following conditions. Subject to the inland regulations with regard to counting, the charge, which must be prepaid in the usual way by means of stamps, will be at the rate of 6.5 pence a word, with a minimum of 6.5 shillings per telegram. The name of the wireless station will in each case pass as one word in the address. The word radio, which is not charged for, should be telegraphed in the service instructions." End quote. When I read that, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. The introduction of a wireless telegram service under the service heading of radio, with a photo of the actual document that introduced it into the world. I also learned that there's a dozen pennies in a shilling, and over the years before decimalisation in 1971, the composition of coins changed, which made converting this into today's money interesting. As an aside, the Royal Society has a wonderful article, "The Science of Money, Isaac Newton's Mastering of the Mint." Back to radio. This is 1904 bleeding edge technology, and it's priced accordingly. The starting price for a radio telegram on New Year's Day 1905, 6 bob and 6, or 3 florin and sixpence, or a crown, a bob and a tanner, is worth just over 34 great British pounds today. That's just on $45 US or nearly $69 Australian. That's the minimum price. The price per word, sixpence halfpenny, is just over 2 great British pounds today, nearly $4 US or almost $6 Australian. Compare that to the price of SMS, which started at about 21 cents here in Australia. Today, it's about 3 cents per message of 160 characters. This seems like a lucrative business to be in, but I digress. Again, from my current and ongoing research, it appears that until this point, the early 1900s, the word radio was always accompanied by another word. For example, in this context, radio telegraphy. Another combination of the day is radioactive, as well as radio tellurium, which today we know as polonium. Moving on, the response I received from the Postal Museum included other gems, including a reference to the 1904 Wireless Telegraphy Act from the 15th of August 1904, where I found something fascinating from Section 2, Paragraph 1. Quote, "Where the applicant for a licence proves to the satisfaction of the Postmaster General that the sole object of obtaining the licence is to enable him to conduct experiments in wireless telegraphy, a licence for that purpose shall be granted subject to such special terms, conditions and restrictions as the Postmaster General may think proper, but shall not be subject to any rent or royalty." End quote. I think that's the birth of amateur radio licensing in the United Kingdom, right there. As an aside, because I cannot help myself, the definition of the expression wireless telegraphy is pretty interesting too, reminding me of a quote, variations going back to at least 1866, incorrectly attributed to Einstein, that goes something like this. You see, wire telegraph is a kind of very, very long cat. You pull his tail in New York and his head is meowing in Los Angeles. Do you understand this? And radio operates exactly the same way. You send signals here, they receive them there. The only difference is that there is no cat. Seems that the drafters of the 1904 Wireless Telegraphy Act had the same thing in mind when they wrote, quote, "The expression wireless telegraphy means any system of communication by telegraph as defined in the Telegraph Acts 1863 to 1904, without the aid of any wire connecting the points from and at which the messages or other communications are sent and received," end quote. Now, as I said, I'm still working on this because the word radio, as a concept, had to have been conceived before the Post Office Circular was written, printed and published. It might transpire that this was the brainchild of a single individual. Or it might be that this was a term whose time had arrived. Or this might not be the first occurrence of the word radio as a concept. Today we think nothing of it when we use it to turn on the radio, listen to or talk on the radio, radio for help, break radio silence, and plenty of other uses of this now ubiquitous word. Thanks again to the Postal Museum for finding and photographing the Post Office Circular for the 30th of December 1904, which at this stage appears to be the first occurrence of the word radio on its own, and for referring me to the 1904 Wireless Telegraphy Act, which appears to be the birth of amateur radio in the United Kingdom. You can find both documents on my project site at vk6flab.com. I should also mention the brave individuals who took the time to share with me how to refer to old British money. Any mistakes are all mine. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.